Good Sunday morning, everybody. How you all doing? The sun is arising here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Here at Faith Studio One by the tower, up top the tower. That's right. Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio. My name is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. We are here to not only encourage you and uplift you with great Christian Sunday morn praise music, but we're also here to pray for you anytime. Friends, feel free, put it on comments, or if you have suggestions or prayer requests. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You all have to excuse me. Hope I didn't burp on the air there. I had a sausage biscuit on my way up top the tower, put it in the old microwave, and well, new microwave now. And just enjoying that, relishing on that and some coffee this morning. Oh, it's a beautiful day up top the tower. The sun is arising. It's been windy. I got another windy day all day today. Wind gusts were horrible. Air quality is nothing new there. It's pretty bad right now in Fort Worth. It's going to be a rough summer. I have a funny feeling. All right, well, you know what? We're going to not worry about the weather because we're not trying to play weatherman this morning. But we're going to go ahead and read a Bible devotion. I'm going to give you today's Bible devotion, the first one at least. It's called God's Kind of Strength. You know, if you go to the good book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, short and simple. They shall walk and not faint. You know, never in history, friends, have the nations of the world possessed so many lethal ornaments. Now, so many ways to bring death and destruction to the human race. Now, we've seen, not only seen it in America, but we're seeing it with our Ukrainian friends out there. And we're continuing to pray for Ukraine. Some of the most brilliant minds spend their entire lives developing new and more sophisticated ways to destroy life. But have all of our weapons brought us our lasting security? On the contrary, if anything, they would have made the world less secure. And at any one time in the 30 to 40 years of ranging of wars in different parts of the world, especially going on with Ukraine right now, in addition to the countless instances of civil unrest, I am reminded even of the false prophets of the Jeremiah's day. Peace, peace, they say, where there is no peace. Find that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8 and verse 11. In the midst of uncertain and threatening world, friends, however, we can have peace, and it comes to putting our trust in what the living God, Isaiah's words reminds us, written in a time of great upheaval, speak to us today. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not faint. Of course, that's again in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. So, you know, you're finding your strength. And if you've had, you know, it's a fresh new week. My Monday was horrible. I got unspoken prayer requests for me and some of my family. Same here. You know, you're probably going through and you need that strength. Well, this is a song by special request that a lot of people have asked me to play. And I'll play it again. Stephen Curtis Chapman on Sunday Morn Praise, His Strength is Perfect. Remember that when you're weak, God's your strength and His perfect strength. Good morning, Sunday, Morn Praise with CA.
He'll carry us verdict was guilty. Case closed. The end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt has lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. Now I ain't nothing perfect. Stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. Cause I got a savior who knows everywhere I've been, and he's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So
well, are you walking free this morning like I am? I hope you are when you have Jesus in your life. Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, the iHeartRadio Cowboy, here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. What a windy, another windy day out here today. Can't believe, you know, the tower up here, you can just feel it swaying back and forth and back and forth. But it's going to be a bad hair day for the ladies in Fort Worth today. Man, if you have a toupee, you better make sure the thing's either glued on or sold on. That's kind of a joke, by the way. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I want to remind you, like I always do, hey, you know, you got a prayer request you need? I'm here for you guys. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yes, I pray all the time for people. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? All right, as you get ready to start eating your donuts and breakfast, a lot of times we want to figure out where we belong. Well, Building 429's got a song on that, as we all know. Where you belong, well, Jesus knows exactly where you belong. With Him, let Him guide your path, okay? Good morning.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but
Jesus, sweet Jesus. Sing along, guys.
That is who you are.
Let's do it one more time. Open your heart to him.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, that is who you are.
Let's do this in a cappella one more time. What do you say? Just kind of feel the holy presence of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, that is who you are.
Amen. All right. Well, good morning. Sometimes CA does get to where he likes to sing tunes because he used to sing in the choir. Now, excuse me, at a couple of churches, Baptist and Nazarene, back in the days, the heydays of churches. Of course, culture's changed since then. All right. Guess what? We got another one. One more final Bible devotion. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morning Praise. I'm CA, your on-air personality and your on-air radio cowboy here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Rejoicing, the sun is rising. Rise and shine, bright eyes. It's a fresh new week. So whatever your week has been, like mine has, it's going to get better. Just keep praising the Lord. All right, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 and verse 19. Scripture reminds us, I have set before you life and death, therefore choose life. You see, friends, if God were to remove all evil from the world, but somehow leave the human beings on the planet, it would mean that the essence of humanness would be destroyed, wouldn't it? We would become like these robots. But let me explain why I mean by this. If God eliminated evil by programming us to perform only good acts, then we would lose the distinguishing mark, the ability to make choices. We would no longer be free moral agents. It's like when you accept Christ. Let me just pause here on my devotion. When you accept Christ, and I sometimes say, you're your own free moral agent. You got free will. That's one thing about America. We got free will to make a choice. Even on the other side of the country, you think about the Ukraines, what they're going through. They have to make a choice, life or death, but no matter what, we're all going to go one day. Okay? But we need to make sure our heart is right with Jesus Christ. That is the olive branch to get to heaven. Amen? Amen. So we will reduce the status of these robots. Now let's even go a step further. Robots do not love. That's right, they don't. God created us with the capacity to love. You see, love is based upon one's right to choose love. We cannot force others to love us. We can make them serve us or obey us. But true love is founded upon one's freedom to choose to respond. Given the choice, I would rather be responsible for my action than a robot without responsibility, wouldn't you, if you think about it? So let me ask you a quick question. Are you using your ability to make decisions wisely and using that for God? If you're not, I hope you are, and I hope today you have a life change. And I hope that whatever God's got for you, it's going to be a good thing, okay? You know what? I was meaning to do this morning on Sunday Morning Praise, and I totally forgot. We need to pledge the allegiance, not only to our flag, but we need to pledge the allegiance on this song, as Ray Bolts will sing it, to the Lamb. Good morning.
Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life, to the trumpet sounds. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the land, with all my strength, with all I am, I will sing to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to
There we go. Fill my cup, Andrew Rip. You know, it's kind of funny. Only in radio would CA sit here and literally knock the console of our music thing that had the mics and everything. I wish you guys can see it. Maybe one day I'll do a live on it where you can see all of it. A lot of times I don't like to show everything on our equipment. But I got to tell you, it just takes the littlest things, doesn't it, to just kind of make that little tedious noise. So if you heard that a couple of times, I apologize. It's not uncommon for me to make a little oops every once in a while. That's the way DJs are. But again, good morning. And again, welcome. You're probably like, who is this guy? Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, this is CA. I'm your on-air personality, also known as your iHeartRadio cowboy here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. And we're here to uplift, encourage, and Sunday morning praise. It's all about praising and worshiping the Lord. And we do have fun from time to time. Guys, I want to remind you, I got a few more songs I want to play before we close out. Like me on my Facebook page. We have the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, subscribe to any of my networks. We're syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio. I'm on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And if you're an Amazon lover and you got Amazon Music, download the app. Go to the podcast, type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, follow me. Go to Alexa, say, beam up the Morning Brew Christian. It will show you 654 episodes after today. And, I mean, we got everything going, okay? Beam me up on that television. Beam me up, Scotty. Remember that? On Star Trek. All right, I want to do a little more Jason Crabb. I love playing his music. One of my favorites. To the man that never sleeps, he's almost like me. Just as I am. Good morning, Sunday morning praise.
Stop loving. If you could.
Amen, Bill Gaither. Sing it one more time. Bill Gaither, sinner saved by grace. Amen, amen. And we are all sinners and we are saved by grace. I want to take a few moments before I close out, saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 this morning. You know, this morning before I got up here to the studio in the wee hours of the morning, I went to the grocery store. Bought 22 items, which normally would run me about 60 to 65. We're all feeling it, aren't we, the inflation. Let me give you some words of hope. It ended up being about, oh, I'm sorry. Here I go, hit my mic again. It ended up being like about $102. Now, I understand cost of living and things keep going up. But I don't tell you, I don't know where you are in your life right now. And I don't mean to bring politics, Republican, Democrat, independent, liberal, whatever it may be, whatever. It's God's world. We always should remember that. And let me tell you something. I want you to keep your faith, okay? Keep your faith at all times. When you're down to nothing, God's up to something. We're going to get over this. We're going to get over this inflation. We're going to get over our 401ks dropping like it's no tomorrow. You know, I feel for the people that are living overdraft protection on checking accounts. I feel sorry for people that are struggling. I see families out on the streets needing food. Now, some may be fake. We don't judge. But some may need it. The other day, I seen somebody hand a whole bag of food, groceries in a bag at a Walmart for someone in the street. You've seen a lot of the panhandling. People that are, we got out of the post-COVID, but people that are living in the post-COVID times. It's taken longer to get our food, although now that the borders have opened up again, we're able to get the food supply. But we're paying 10 times the cost. Gas prices are soaring. Stress is hitting America so bad. People are more irate. There's anger management problems all around the world. I'm seeing it, guys. And if I'm seeing it, I know y'all are too as well. So we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, the non-Christian, the non-believer, people that want to know about Jesus, and give them some hope. So I encourage you. I got a mission for you. Go out there and be those arms and feet for Jesus. I'm going to tell you. It's like Andrew Rip says, fill my cup, Lord. When that cup's empty, he's going to fill it up. So keep the faith. All right, well, let's close out in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray for a great Sunday for everybody. I pray you watch over, guide, and protect them. Thank you for all you do, for we love you. And all God's people said, amen. All right, gang, this is CA. I'm going to settle up, and I am going to be leaving Faith Studio 1. Up top the tower in downtown Fort Worth, a windy day. Hang on to your hats, hang on to your just whatever, and just enjoy your day with your family and friends. And we will talk again soon. Again, if you have any prayer requests, you want to send me a prayer request, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. I love each and every one of you guys. Share my podcast anytime. We will talk again soon. Bye for now.